Welcome, guys, and we back yet again, season 3, episode 9, in this safety blitz. And I have my main man with me. You know, this is my favorite guy to do the podcast with, Mr. Jeff Nathan from Safety. And Jeff got some updates for you guys today. I'm not really going to do a bunch of talking because it's very important that we pay attention to what we have going on, because we want nothing but clean inspection. Ching, ching, ching. Come on, guys. You know we pay $300 for those. All right. So just to introduce my guest, Jeff Nathan. Guys, you know, Jeff, talk to me about what are the main things drivers should be looking forward to on this upcoming blitz?
This upcoming blitz will be a blitz about everything about your truck and you. In the trucking world of a driver, wake up every day and do a good pre-trip. Good pre-trip brings you $300. This one here comes on May 14th through the 16th. So be ready. When I say be ready, meaning if you're waking up and you're doing a good pre-trip, you're checking your truck, you're checking the end cap, you're checking your permit book, all of those things are up to date. Meaning now when I go through a weigh station or when I get pulled over, I feel confidence in myself and I feel that I don't have to worry about it. I'm going to get a clean inspection.
Perfect. Perfect. Guys, you heard that from Jeff now. Just to reiterate some of that things, make sure you get up. We're doing a proper pre-trip. We're reporting anything on that DVR. We kind of waiting until you get someone to you call in or wait till someone call you once you report that on your DVR, because we have somebody that'll call you if for whatever reason you don't go ahead and reach out to that person. But either way, make sure you make sure you report stuff that you need to be fixed. We don't need to get caught up in that blitz, with anything but clean inspections. We pay a premium to make sure it's done right. What are some of the most common things that are caught, man, during a DOT blitz that guys kind of look over sometime?
One of the biggest things is registration in your permit book. Lights, brakes, tires. Most important is the tire. Understand something. You have a tire gauge, use it. Reach down, check your tire gauge, see what your pressure is. Just looking at the tire saying, oh, it looks good. No, check your tire. Those are the things that they're looking for. Lights, tires, and your permit book registration.
All right, good deal. And just one more thing to add to what Jeff was telling you guys, the important things that you need to look forward to. This one big one, one common one sometimes that I've experienced is your EOD manual. Basically telling you, you know, basically the instructions on how to use the EOD. We know you are a skilled user, but the officer need to know that you have it in the truck with you. And they'll accept it electronically. Yes. So we've placed that on the app.
And it actually, if you pre-tripping your permit book every day, you're learning what's in there because it's actually in your permit book. So, you know, a lot of drivers tend to not know where it's at. Always know where that permit, I call it the trucker's Bible. If you know where your trucker's Bible is at, when you open it up every morning and you fan through it, you know what's in there. So now when he asks you to do something, you know where to go to find it.
Good deal. All right, guys, you heard it. May 14th. Through the 16th, that's when that blitz will be. So now that we've got in front of the, now that we're out in front of the blitz, we know it's coming. I'm sure there's all kind of questions. So for guys that want to know, you know, what can drivers do that have questions about the safety blitz that's about to come up on May 14th through the 16th?
You can reach out to anybody in safety. We will guide you in the right way and give you all the answers that you need. Just reach out to us. You know, every morning we send out fleet messages. So if you take out the time and read those fleet messages, we're going to add things in there telling you what to look for, what to watch for. So read your messages. Also, one big thing, too, when that officer writes, you finish giving you your paperwork, send it in to us before you move the truck.
All right, good deal. Any other safety updates you want to provide the fleet with, man? I know you see a lot of things out. You watch a lot of videos, a lot of close calls. Anything you want to educate the fleet on what they should be doing daily, making sure that they stay up to date and up to par with our safety process?
Yes. I'm going to tell you what we've been seeing a lot of. I sent a fleet message out today about, listen, your GPS, it talks. Doesn't mean you have to drive and keep looking down at it. When you look down at it, you're taking your eyes off the road, and trust me, you're missing the last five signs on the road that tell you, hey, look how fast you're going. Speed limit is 55, you're doing 60. Here's a sign that says, all trucks must pull into the weigh station. If you don't see it and you pass it, guess who's waiting on you? DOT officer. So you got to make sure that you are focused. Focus is to keep keeping your eyes on the road at all time. Not some of the time, all time.
Good word to end this podcast with, focus. Guys, it take a lot of focus to do this job. Guys, it take a lot of focus to be safe. We pick up a lot of bad habits out in our own personal vehicle sometimes. And once we transition into our truck, we don't focus on what it takes to be a safe driver at all times. So I'm gonna leave it at that. For anybody that's watching this podcast and you want to view it, make sure you check us out on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and any other social media site out there. And to any driver that's looking for a truck driving career versus a truck driving job, go boy.